Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Back to the core. Is your back part of your core? And will you get those abdominals and be able to wear that waistline belly shirt that you want by working on your back? Of course you will. My guest is Neil Pyer. He is an expert on fitness and personal training, and we are here today as your in-home personal trainers. So Neil, the back, the lower back specifically, is part of the core. That whole thing that if you were to put a girdle on would surround that area of your, from just under your rib cage till just pretty much by your hips and your tush. Speak about your favorite back exercises.
Yeah, one of my things I always hear is people talking about the core, and they're really talking about the abdominals. And, oh, I got to strengthen my core. Look at my belly. I says, well, that's part of your core, but it's only part of the core. And the important thing for me, I'm also a back patient, and I've had lumbar and lower back issues in for most of my adulthood. And it's important to really work, like I said in our abdominal segment that we did earlier, the rotisserie. You got to work all of the muscles all the way around what you just described as the girdle, which is perfect. That's the perfect description of what is going on. All those muscles help provide support, not just to the abdomen, but to the sides of the abdomen, and most importantly, the spine. You got to think of the whole core involves the dozens of muscles that are all around the front and the back and the sides and the abdominal floor as well, which we've talked about in the past as well. Really important muscles that help support our organs and our spine and all a host of other benefits. The important thing when looking at the core from the back is to start very basic, from basic planks to lateral planks, which we've also talked about, to bridges. Now, there's a whole series of types of bridges that you can do. Essentially, you lay flat on your back, feet flat on the floor with your knees bent. They used to call this the hook lying position. And you would lift your pelvis or your hips up off the floor and pushing through your tush, heels into the ground, lift your hips up so that there's a straight line from your knees through your hips all the way up to your shoulders. This is hitting all of the extensors of the hip, and because of the connection between the hip and the lower back especially, or your spine, all of those, what they call erectors of the spine, the extensors of the spine. All those muscles work together for you to stand up. When you bend over to pick something up off the floor and pick it back up, they all work together in unison to make you able to do that. And that's why it's so important not just to focus on the abdominal when you're talking about core and everything else, but also work the posterior chain or your back muscles, including your hips, which are connected and vital to a nice, healthy back.
So, Neil, people think bridges are too easy. And I've been, doing pelvic tilts, pelvic lifts, where people just are lying on their back, knees bent. You drive your lower back into the ground. You squeeze your tush tight. You hold that position. Sometimes I'd even put my hand under their lower back, push down on my hand. Now, after we've done that 10 times, then you can slowly roll and lift your hips. You lift your tush off the ground and then even change it up by putting the ball, putting their legs up on the ball, doing those. They always feel good. Every client in all these years has said that feels so good. But yep, None of them say that's hard to do, and they want back exercises that are hard. What do you think about, like, back extensions? Not hyperextensions, which they use, but
right,
from flexion to a neutral spine, a back extension on the ball or a bench?
Well, here first, let me say one thing. The important thing that the research shows is that in order to have a nice, healthy, strong, quote-unquote, back, it's not strength that you need to focus on. It's essentially learning what we call a neutral spine is. It's that S-curve of the spine, and what it is, where it is in your posture, and how to maintain it, which really focuses on muscle endurance, not strength. So you don't have to do heavy loaded movements, which is generally the rule when you're trying to overload other muscle groups like your legs and hips and chest, etc. For the back, you really want to learn what proper posture is, where that neutral spine is, and then work on conditioning or endurance of those muscles, not necessarily strength. One of my favorite things to do to add to that bridge that we just talked about is get into that perfect bridge position, bring those hips up, get that straight line, and then take one foot up off the ground. Now, this is doing a couple of things. Number one, it obviously is shifting all of the weight onto that one foot, which means that that only one hip is actually controlling that perfect straight posture, because you're adding a rotational load, not just an extension load. So now it's affecting those muscles a little bit differently. The other thing I always recommend with patients with low back patients is to do a lateral plank as well, and do variations of the lateral plank. The importance there is that the quadratus lumborum, it's a mouthful, but it's a very simple muscle that attaches from your ribs down to the back of your pelvis and on both sides of the spine. That is a major stabilizer of your spine. Anytime you're going to go pick something up and you brace yourself, those muscles contract along with your abdominals and all the other muscles to co-brace around the spine and help stabilize that lower back so that you don't injure yourself. The lateral plank is one of those exercises that whether you want to or not, you're going to have to contract the QL, the quadratus lumborum. You're going to have to contract that muscle in order to maintain that lateral plank position. So you will condition that muscle, you'll strengthen it, and you'll be better prepared for all the stresses of day-to-day life.
That's great information and good exercises. I love them as well. And then you feel those hamstrings kick in. You know, you feel your gluteals when you've got the one leg doing those bridges on just one leg. So now what about other back exercises, ones that twist or ones that stretch? What are some of your other favorites?
Well, one of my favorite things to do is to use a physio ball or a balance ball and use it on my belly, where I'm laying on my belly. And I can literally apply traction if I'm just going to lay and drape myself over the ball, which helps relax and stretch all those muscles. It feels wonderful. And then from there, go into a wide foot position, so I'm really well-balanced in my lower body, and extend my back up. So I'm in a straight line. The ball is around my pelvis somewhere, depending on how able I am, how strong I am at that day. And I'm able to extend up so that it's a straight line. Neutral spine is what I'm looking for, and I want to feel that position. So my chest is up. My back is, quote-unquote, straight, even though I know there's a little S curve going on. My hips are contracted. My hamstrings are even contract. Keep in mind, you just mentioned the hamstrings before. They're all connected. So that whole posterior chain is working together to keep you in an extended position anytime you're doing an exercise like this or anytime you're leaning over to pick up your kid and lift them up off the floor or groceries or whatever else you're doing. So it's important to work the whole posterior chain.
And that's, we're out of time, Neil. Mm-hmm. But that is such a great exercise. That's the extension, a back extension on the ball. You're rolling down. You're giving yourself that traction. Feels great. Then you lift your chest, straighten your body so you're nice and straight. You can do bridges. You can do bridges with then one leg lifting up. You can do pelvic tilts, pelvic lifts. Remember, anything you do, the side planking, these are all for the core, and the back is part of the core. I also like to add in bird dogs on all fours, lifting up your opposite arm, opposite leg, squeezing that tush, holding it tight. There are ways to gradually progress on all of these exercises. So you're listening here to your in-home personal trainers, Melanie Cole and Neil Pyre, right here on Radio MD. Stay with us, and we'll do it again sometime soon. Thanks for listening, and stay well.